Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Because to us, the gospel was PR, each as well as to them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Because we who have believed will enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, anger, judgment, lest they should enter int, o my re, st, alfug, h, the works were finished from the foundation of the world, because he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day, Saturday, in this way, and God rested the seventh dia, why, Saturday, from all his works, and in this place, agai, n, if they shall enter into my rest, since therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter in because of unbelief. Again, he limits a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, Toda, why, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Because if Jesus Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterwards have spoken of another day. There remains therefore a rest to the people of God. Because he has entered into his rest has also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall aft. Are the same example of unbelief, because the word of God is living and powerful and sharp, than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not completely seen in his sight, naked, open to his eyes, with whom we have to do. Since we have a great high priest who has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Because we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of weaknesses, but was in all ways tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.